Time for the second half of our chat with Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service, continued from our last report earlier this hour. All right, so let's talk about what you're hearing as far as bait fishermen, guys that are out there fishing what, waxies on jigs or spawn, or what's the word?
No, you know, because the spawning season is about over, you know, you had your little bit of salmon that came in this year. We had a pretty decent brown run this year. So that's when your spawn is hot. You know, when you have the fish active on reds and they're spitting eggs and the other fish are chewing them up. But now that the spawn is again, not over, but it's really died off, these guys are getting into the waxy worms and the butter worms.
I've heard of butter worms before.
Yeah, I got a buddy out here fishing them right now. They're kind of expensive, though, but the waxies and the butters, you know, fished off a little jig, just pinning through the holes, getting a good drift, ticking it right along the bottom. You know, you've got 34-degree water. If you can find a piece of structure, a log, a boulder, a hump in the ground, anything to break the current, man, they get deadly with those center pin rods with that bait. Just get around that structure and drift it by their nose and whack, fish on.
And 90% of those guys are obviously using a bobber, a float.
They're all using a float, every one of them. Yep, they're all using floats. It's like bobber fishing, you know. Even though I like to do what I do, I sit and watch those guys fish, and it reminds me of being when I was little watching that bobber. Because I still get excited, even though I don't fish that way. I get excited watching them, wait for that bobber to go boop.
Yeah,
fish there.
Not to mention they're constantly just mending line and mending line. It's work.
It's work, but I'll tell you what, if I was a bait fisherman and I like to steelhead fish, center pin would be one thing that I would do because those guys are so deadly effective.
They can chew up some water too, man. They can really cover a lot of ground.
Holy smokes, you can't get a longer drift. I got these guys out here, they're doing 100, 150 foot drifts on some of these pools. Just hold that rod up high and let her go.
Yeah, and I sit there and chuck and duck on you know, some of our little Lake Superior spate streams. I'm lucky if I get a 5-foot drift in some spots, you know.
That's the truth, man. That is the truth. I wish I could sit here and send you a video and watch one guy fish down towards me right now, and he's just chewing this hole up. You know, most people, I don't mind fishing behind, but you fish behind a guy with a center pin rod, if he didn't pull a fish out of that hole, there probably isn't one in there.
Well, Chris, I really appreciate you taking a little time while you're on the river.
It is my pleasure. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Adam. You know what? Weather is going to be great for the next 3 to 4 days. People, get out there and enjoy it, because next week we dip into single digits.
Yeah, I imagine it'll just shut down for a little bit.
It'll shut down for a little bit, but El Nino year, it'll be back on. This is going to be just a fantastic time if you like winter fishing to get out. This whole winter is just going to be fantastic.
Thanks, Chris.
Have a great day.
Chris Geswicki from Caddisshack Guide Service, and this is The Outdoor Show.